1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Furthermore, then, we ask you, please, brothers, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you've received from us how you ought to walk and to please God, so you would flourish more and more. For you know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your being made holy, so that you'll abstain from fornication, so that each one of you knows how to possess his body in holiness and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, like the Gentiles who don't know God, so that no man goes beyond and defrauds his brother in any matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we have also warned you and testified, for God hasn't called us to uncleanness, but to holiness. He therefore that despises doesn't despise man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit. But concerning brotherly love, you don't need me to write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love each other. And indeed, you do it toward all the brothers who are in all Macedonia. But we ask you, please, brothers, to increase more and more, and to study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you, so that you'll walk honestly toward those who are outside, and so that you'll have lack of nothing. But I don't want you to be ignorant, brothers, concerning those who've died, so you don't sorrow like others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so those also who've died in Jesus, God will bring with him. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain at the coming of the Lord won't go ahead of those who have died. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we always be with the Lord. So comfort each other with these words.